Greatness is one of those things in life you can't always precisely define. But you know it when you see it. And to watch Roger Federer play tennis is to watch greatness. As if he hadn't proved it enough in his career, he's done it again over the past fortnight in Melbourne. He's won his 6th Australian Open Men's Singles Championship, defeating Croatian Marin Cilic in 5 sets in the final, weathering strong Cilic challenges in the 2nd and 4th sets to finish strongly and take the title. It's his 20th Grand Slam tournament title overall. That's 4 more than any other man to ever play. And to make it even more remarkable, his latest one comes at the age of 36. An emotional Federer has told the Seven Network that, in a way, he's as in awe of his success as the rest of the world is.
Of course, winning is just an absolute dream come true. The fairy tale continues for us, for me, after the great year I had last year. It's incredible. And my team, I love you guys. Thank you.
Whilst Federer has seemingly won more Grand Slam tournaments than he knows what to do with, that's not the case for his female counterpart at this year's Australian Open. Dame Caroline Wozniacki is amongst that breed of female tennis player who's been accused from time to time of being more style than substance. This past weekend, she showed she has plenty of both. She won an absorbing women's singles final in 3 sets over Romanian Simona Halep to claim her first ever Grand Slam tournament championship. Like Wozniacki, Halep also headed into the match with a sparkling resume, but one that featured 0 major tournament titles. That made their showdown in the final even more packed with pressure, and Wozniacki says it made victory all the more satisfying.
It's something I've dreamed of since I was a little girl, so to be here now and, you know, having this trophy in my hand, it really means a lot to me. So exhausted, we're just, you know, two warriors out there just trying to be the last woman standing.
In the A-League, Sydney FC is 9 points clear atop the table after comfortably winning their traditional Australia Day clash with Melbourne Victory. But the weekend's real talking point came late in the match between Central Coast and Brisbane, won 2-1 by Brisbane. Central Coast's Voot Brahma came up with a horror attempt at a tackle on Brisbane's Corey Gamero. It could easily have snapped Gamero's leg in half. The referee gave Brahma a straight red card, but Gamero, although amazingly uninjured, was still distressed and angry. Raw coach John Aloisi explains that Gamero's emotional response was driven by fear.
He was a little bit afraid that something might have happened to him, and he was disappointed. He had to calm him down a little bit after the game, but he's okay, so which is great news for him and for us.
And in cycling, Bora Hansgrove team cyclist Jay McCarthy was the star of the weekend. The 25-year-old Queenslander has become the first Australian to win the Cadell Evans Great Ocean Road Race on Geelong's waterfront in a fast, close finish. McCarthy told the Seven Network post-race he was so happy at his achievement, he didn't quite know what to say.
I've been thereabouts all summer, and to finish off my last race here in Australia before we go overseas and win, speechless.
Sunil Awosthi, SBS World News.